Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man who served as a witness in a poaching investigation has now been charged with illegally shooting a deer from a vehicle and letting the animal go to waste. County 17 reports Dominic Cerda has been charged with wanton destruction of a big game animal. Witnesses identified Cerda as shooting a white-tailed doe on the same night he witnessed two pronghorns being shot and then dumping the doe after harvesting very little meat. A couple hundred members of the International Pathfinders Organization have visited Campbell County throughout the summer. Jessica Saders, executive director of the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau, said there were close to 200 people from 10 countries that visited Gillette. The visitors toured Camplex and the community, where they visited places like the rec center, the sports complex, and other locations. More trips like the one this summer are planned as advanced scouting to help plan activities for the camporee. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The water main break that shut down the library before Tuesday's early book sale flooded the basement, which houses the Young Adult Department and Technical Services Department, as well as some offices, storage, a staff workroom, and the break room. The News Record reports the Library Adult Program Coordinator Genevieve Schlickaway says friends of the library members can let volunteers know and they'll be able to access raffle tickets for Kindle and other discounts intended for the early sale. Visionary Broadband has announced that they're applying for a grant to expand its broadband network in Wright and Oriva Hills. According to the News Record, the Vice President of Public Relations for Visionary said if the grant comes through, the funding will pay for the middle miles of broadband, which are necessary before it can be run to homes, which would increase the reliability of speeds to homes and businesses in the area. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.